Joe, bring a little more heat on the quarterback pass rush. Anything up your sleeve this week or that you've talked to the guys about?
Yeah, we'll meet tonight. Tonight's our third down night. So we'll look at kind of things on tape that we feel are successful against what they do. But our staff has done a great job trying to create different ways to free up guys to put you on the quarterback.
Well,
how
much essentially do you think
Chris Harris
out of the game? They're not targeting
him
nearly as much.
Well, I mean, they're playing us differently. Part of it is, you know, he's made a lot of plays in his career. And I think he's got half the amount of targets this year compared to last year. That's what he just told me to do. So I wasn't aware of that. But that's what his appears to be.
Is he frustrated by that?
He's frustrated because he wants to make more plays on the ball. But at the same time, I think he knows he's doing his job. You know, he's doing his part on our defense. And when the opportunities come his way, I know he'll make those.
Wolf and Pecco, how they growing together as possible, working with each other, and using each other for stuff.
It's been good. You know, Pecco's not getting there too much you know, in the pass rush situation. But Wolf, those guys all work together great. They coordinate the games. Coach Coleman does a nice job in terms of setting up who he feels going to tackle the offensive line. And those guys have really done well so far this year.
What was your assessment of Roby's performance in this last game? What did you say to him after?
Inconsistent. You know, we don't want to be a 50-50 player. Early in the game, you know, he made two big plays. You know, outside, going against AJ, the one fade, and then he broke up the little stop route outside. And then at the end of the game, you know, I put some more pressure on him. Based on the situation where the ball was at, I was trying to free up our rushers, put some heat on the quarterback, and, you know, you put those guys one-on-one. And I expect him to make the play. He can be better technically. He knows that. But it was just an up-and-down day for him.
Why were you guys so effective shutting down their run game when you saw him a couple weeks ago?
Guys is doing their job. I mean, it's all about gap security. You got to win in your gap. Guys got to fit downhill to get double teams off the D-lineman, and that's what we've done well the whole year. And then the effort to the ball, the pursuit, has been excellent.
Hey, Joe, you've got some really strong personalities on your side of the room.
Yeah.
I would go so far as to say some defiant personalities.
Yeah.
With all that's going on in the last week,
yeah,
including the dysfunction on the offensive side of the ball,
yeah,
have you had to smooth things over with some guys, talk them down a little bit?
Really? No. Those guys know me. I've been here for 3 years. So there's a level of respect between me and all the players at each position. And the biggest thing I feel you have to do as a coach is just be honest. If you're honest, they respect that. Good, bad, and different. And that's what I've always been with those guys. So they know the situation we're in. Nobody's happy about it. You know, we're a little bit embarrassed at the same time. But as long as we're truthful and we're willing to show up each and every week and go to work for the next game, man, you know, then I feel good about that, and they feel good about that. So there hasn't been any beef or anything like that, you know, in terms of the meeting rooms.
Why have you given up so few yards passing but so many touchdowns?
You know, it's been different. Just in terms of the situation with football, the sudden change, where we've been on the field, we haven't played to our level. I tell those guys all the time, you know, we have to have a blade of grass mentality. You know, we stopped them. We get back out there. We're on the 1 yard line. But we're on the 1 yard line. We got 1 yard, and we had to defend it. And this year, just in terms of, you know, inconsistent technique, putting them in some tough calls at times, we just haven't been successful. I talked to the whole defense about that. I actually showed them a slide this morning when we met. We have to be better in that area because we're giving up way too many touchdowns.
You had a lot more success covering tight ends this week. What was the difference this past week as opposed to weeks past?
They just covered them. I mean, there's no secret. And that's the thing. You have to be careful defensively what you do. You know, a few weeks ago against New England, you know, I added a few checks just to kind of really take care of those guys to make sure we were safe. But it kind of confused the guys. The bottom line is guys just have to step up and do their job. And we have the talent. We have the ability to cover tight ends and backs. And those guys just did a good job.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
Thank you.